the Santa Barbara Zoo decades to put together its acclaimed collection of more than 500 animals. But thanks to a massive brush fire, the Earl Warren Showgrounds became home to a menagerie of more than 1,300 animals in less than a week.
Horses, goats, burros, donkeys, pigs, cows, bulls, chickens, emus, rabbits. I mean, we've had everything.
Kathy O'Connor is president of the Santa Barbara Equine Assistance and Evacuation Team. The nonprofit is running an emergency shelter for animals in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties displaced by the Thomas brush fire. The shelter is the temporary home to all kinds of animals and staffed by dozens of volunteers. Erica Veslego looks like a dog walker with a cluster of animals walking around her. But they aren't dogs. They're miniature horses.
All our horses had to evacuate from Summerland. We have like 12 of them here. This one is the mom, and then these are her two babies, and then this one's just one of their friends.
The equine team is providing shelter for Nick Sebastian's two miniature horses.
Santa Barbara is incredible, and the horse community is majorly incredible.
The nonprofit was formed in the 1990s, ironically inspired by another major brush fire, Santa Barbara County's Painted Cave Fire. Volunteers like Carol Askew have spent much of the last 2 weeks here at the Earl Warren Showgrounds caring for the displaced animals.
I have horses, and I love horses, and when something like this happens and there's a need, you just want to do whatever you can to help out.
The equine team's Kathy O'Connor says they've worked closely with Santa Barbara County Animal Services to take care of the displaced animals. And she says the equine community around the country has rallied to support the effort in Santa Barbara County.
We had two loads of hay and feed and so forth from Reno, the Reno area. They've done a fundraiser for us. Cat food, dog food, horse food, hay, shavings, horse equipment, because a lot of our people have lost their ranches and need material. We've had people calling from all over the country wanting to donate.
Some of the displaced animals have already been able to go home, but there are still several hundred at the showgrounds, and volunteers with the nonprofit say they'll keep the shelter in operation as long as it's needed. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.